Do you want to hear some? Do you want to hear some X Factor?
Yes, yeah. I would.
I watched a little bit of it this morning. I love X Factor. The X Factor. So, you know, we've always done the... we've always talked about the fact that there has to be a sub-story on X Factor every single week. They can't just have a normal show. They have to have the sub-story.
It's the rules. Yeah. And the music changes as well to a moody piano to make you realise it's going to be sad.
No doubt it changes to another BMG soft classic. Everybody's making money out of the X Factor. Brilliant. Anyway, there was another brilliant... sub story on Saturday, but this is the sketch that we did about it last year. As the auditions continue, the air in the room of awaiting hopefuls is electric. But for one auditionee, it means so much more. 22-year-old Carl has no arms or legs, but it doesn't end there.
I lost my vocal cords in a terrible accident in Bradford, and I vowed to myself right then and right then that I was going to turn my life around and win the X Factor.
Carl is also hoping to do it for his family.
They're all dead. All of them dead. But I know that they're looking down on me from heaven and telling me to milk it for all it's worth.
Right, so you get the idea. You get the idea. That was the sketch. So I'm watching this morning. I missed it on Saturday night, so I take it. I'm watching it this morning. And it is just, it's exactly the same.
Getting a yes means the world to everyone. But no one needs that break more than this next girl who's desperate for a second chance in life.
Okay, so I want you to remember that. Just remember what Dermot said.
Getting a yes means the world to everyone. But no one needs that break more than this next girl who's desperate for a second chance in life.
Nobody, Dave, needs it more. For the rest of the series, for the next 5 weeks of auditions, nobody, Dave, not one person, needs it more than this girl. That is until Saturday, when they find the other person that is a similar terrible story.
It's 26-year-old.
By the way, imagine Dave, writing this. If you were to make this up...
Which I wouldn't, because this is a serious subject.
It's very serious.
Full-time mum, Rachel.
Rachel.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name's Rachel.
Rachel, what brings you here today?
What brings me here today is I want to win the X Factor. I want to get on the live show and I want to win.
What motivates you?
Our children wanting to have a better future.
Sure.
Wanting to make something of myself. Wanting to be somebody.
We've heard it all before, though. You know, she's a single parent. She's trying to bring up one child. We've heard it all before. Sob, sob, sob.
Things haven't been easy for Rachel.
Yeah.
Aged just 13, she had the first of five children.
Five children from the first run at 13? Oh, my God! Good God! Where do they find these people?
This is what makes this country great.
At 13, she had the first of five kids?
Mm.
Now, come on! That's bordering on obsession. Five children?
But you can take the wrong path sometimes in life, but you can still get another chance on the X Factor.
She doesn't want to win the X Factor for fame. She needs to pay the babysitters. She's going through Pampers like you wouldn't believe. The first of five kids? At 13?
That's young, isn't it?
Your voice is getting higher and higher.
Oh, my God.
And her life spiraled out of control.
You're kidding?
It was weird because I was going to school and then I was pregnant and then...
five kids. Make it worse.
Problems with drugs led to a spell in prison.
Brilliant. Thank you, Dermot. Come on. The five kids isn't enough. Drugs, prison, and then her eyes fell out.
And eventually her first three children were taken into care.
Oh, no. It's just getting worse and worse. The violins are getting louder.
After the birth of the fourth child...
Whoa!
She got involved with Matt Fincham.
After the birth of her fourth child, somebody said, listen, love, really, listen, maybe on the first date you don't put it out so much. Maybe you wait. After the birth of her fourth child, she went, do you know what, maybe just one more?
She was determined to change her life for
the
better.
That's right.
And now looks after her youngest son and daughter, who's with her mum today.
Ah, it's beautiful. That's to be a happy ending.
Turned it round at the end.
It's only until I had my last two kids that I stopped. I changed my life around, and I'm more focused on my music.
Is that what it is now?
Yeah.
Focused on her music. She's focused on nappy changing.
You've got that maturity and that
hunger. Yeah, I've always sung. I've always, like, loved music. I've always wanted to be a singer, but it's only the last few years where I've said, enough's enough. I've got to have a better life for me and my kids, seriously. Mm-hmm. I do get embarrassed about my past, but at the same time, I don't see why I should let it hold me back. I do want much better. That's why I'm on X Factor today, because I just want a better life for myself and my children.
Sadly, during the audition, she got knocked up again and now won't be able to make boot camp.
No.
You know, we always say this, though. There's never a sub story for somebody who's got an awful voice. They never do that. See, that would be funny. Everyone's rooting for her. Everyone's going, go on, girls. Five kids. You've had a hard life. Drugs, prison. You want to turn it around. She seems like a nice woman. Come on. Let's hear you.
I'm trying to come out of rehab. Oh, no. No, no. Please, I've got five kids.
Did you hear her sing?
Yeah, very good.
Very good.
I cheated myself.
Five kids.
Like I knew I would. I told you I was trouble. And you know that I'm no good.
Already she's got to make the live show, isn't she?
Really yeah, good. You'd think so.
It's really annoying for her, though. There's someone playing ping pong right at the beginning when she starts singing.
I cheated myself. Like I knew I would.
That's got to put you off.
What, on the world's largest table tennis table?
Yeah.
How big is that?
It's Olympic size.
I cheated myself.
My serve.
Like I knew I would.
Shot.
I told you I was trouble. And you know that I'm no good.
Simon?
No.
No, oh, that's just cruel.
Rachel, I'm going to say... yes.
Oh.
Cheryl?
It's not even a question for me, it's a yes.
Oh.
Danny?
Mm-hmm.
Rachel?
Why are you dragging it out?
My favourite audition so far is you.
Key change!
At this point, my wife is in tears.
I was
Jane was
at that
crying.
Point, Rachel's 17 children ran in. Daddies! Daddies!
I love that.
Rachel, I'm going to say... yes.
Yeah, just like every other man in her life. Five kids.
Why do girls cry at X Factor?
Oh, I know.
Because the key change comes in. And
but that's all
emotional.
The pause was. He's waiting for the key change build to the
that's
end.
It's
Finn ruined it a bit. He was sat in his Batman outfit on the lounge floor going, this is rubbish. go, oi, I'm watching this. It's great. Yeah, arms behind his head. Like, this is on his beanbag.
How old's Finn?
Five.
Finn's sitting there and he's a Batman outfit going like that. Five kids at 13. Tart. I'm up to
bed. I love it when kids are brutally honest and they've got no idea that it's hilarious.
He wasn't.
She's 26 or something like that.
Yeah.
She's got a 13-year-old. Is that right?
Yes,
that'd
that's
be right.
Right,
wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's no, right. That's yeah. Right. Yeah.
Woohoo! Good God.
Mm.
Thank God she can sing. Anyway, she's all happy now.
Rachel, I have to say something to you. You know, you're very nervous. Rachel, I have to say something to you.
Stop having kids!
You know,
shut your legs, love! Pack it in!
You're nervous, but I've got to fill to the crescendo.
Yeah.
Rachel, I've got to say something to you. There's a good 20 seconds left on this piece of music. Mm. And
so I'm going to drag this out.
I'm going to milk it. And by the way, this is a song is available on Simon Carl Records.
Rachel, I have to say something to you. You know, you're very nervous.
Very.
But I absolutely love you.
Thank you.
Yes. Love this girl. I think you're fantastic. I think you are a total breath of fresh air.
Thank you, Simon.
Absolutely love you.
And I'd like to have a child with you.
She knows, by the way, talking about music and... Simon Cowell, he's down as a composer on the end for the theme music.
Always
is
has
he?
Been,
have you seen
yeah.
that?
Always has been. Him and Jürgen Klinsmann, or whatever the names are.
I saw that, yeah.
Jürgen Klinsmann.
Something like that, yeah.
I think Simon Cowell walked in and went, I've got an idea for a tune. And then somebody did it.
Yeah.
There's a great story about Simon Cowell that's done the industry for years, which was when he used to sign bands. I don't know how true this is. It's probably not even true, but it doesn't matter. But he used to walk into the studio and pick up a triangle and go, ding! Right, stick my name down as a writer. See you next week.
Really?
That's just a great story.
That'd be great.
But yeah, he makes money out of everything. And now she's got 5 kids. You know. Then, I don't know. X Factor will try now officially adopt one of the children.
Yeah.
I think she might win.
She could win.
I think she'll get to the final.
She's good enough, isn't she?
Although, Rachel, I know we're late for the news, but before you say that, let me just give you one more potential winner.
And who have we got here?
Anton and Seb.
And Seb.
And what makes you different from everyone else in the charts today?
Well, we've got our own style, but if we had to say one, it'd probably be like P. Diddy and Usher.
That's okay. Two.
But he sounds, when he sings on his own, he sounds like a bit like Rick Astley as well.
But has no one pointed this out? If we had to say one, we'd say P. Diddy and Usher and Rick Astley.
They knew what they were doing.
No, they didn't.
They're not that bright.
Rachel thinks that these two guys were faking. I don't think they were.
Brilliant, though. But I do think they went, oh, we're going to go to X Factor and do this.
You're too cynical, Rachel.
No, I'm not. It's just true.
So there.
They grew their moustaches especially for it.
He did.
Yeah.
He could have easily been, he could have been in Golden Looking Chain.
They were good looking guys as well. They were very good looking, especially the guy on the right. He was really good looking. Somebody's just texted something which we couldn't possibly read out.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Martin in Sussex, it's a great gag. Anyway, so that was Rachel.
Rachel, I'm going to...
After Noel Gallagher was bigging up our Rachel the other day, now Louis having a go.
Rachel, I'm going to say... yes.
Oh, nice. So we'll play those guys. If you missed these Ant and Seb fellas, we'll play that after the news, because they're very funny. And I don't think they've had any kids.
No.
Especially the one on the right. it might have been a very long time before he sees any action.
FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
Right, let's get some news and sport. Dominic Carey, it's 8 minutes past eight.
Team G. 1 degrees. 11 minutes past eight now.
Getting a yes means the world to everyone. But no one needs that break more than this next girl who's desperate for a second chance in life. It's 26-year-old full-time mum, Rachel.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name's Rachel.
Rachel, what brings you here today?
What brings me here today is I want to win the X Factor. I want to get on the live show and I want to win.
And what motivates you?
Our children wanting to have a better future, wanting to make something of myself, wanting to be somebody.
Things haven't been easy for Rachel. Aged just 13, she had the first of 5 children and her life spiraled out of control.
I want to have your baby.
Rachel, I'm going to say yes.
I want to have your baby.
Oh, sensitively handled.
A sympathetic ear. Yes.
I never got the job in making them videos for X Factor. I can't believe it. Okay, so... What's this one here?
I'm not being rude.
Okay, sure.
But I will be.
All right, so this is Ant and Seb from X Factor on Saturday night.
And who have we got here?
Anton.
I love Cheryl Cole, Tweedy, whatever her name is. The first show of auditions, and the woman sounds like she's been doing it for 3 months. And who are you?
And who have we got here?
Anton and Seb.
And Seb.
Anton and Seb. Ant and Seb. Brilliant.
What makes you different from everyone else in the charts today?
Well, one of us looks a little bit wrong, if you know what I mean. And,
well, we've got our own style, but if we had to say one, it'd probably be like P. Diddy and Usher.
Okay.
But he sounds, when he sings on his own, he sounds a bit like Rick Astley as well.
Yeah, so P. Diddy, Usher, and Rick Astley. That's the one person I think we sound like. This is just genius.
Mysterious girl, move your body close to mine.
Come on, move your body.
I stop and stare at you, walking on the shore. I try to concentrate, my mind wants to explore.
To explore.
The tropical scene of you takes me up above. And girl, when I look at you, oh, I fall in love. No doubt you look so fine.
Whoa.
Girl, I wanna make you mine.
Yeah, come on.
Just let me be with the woman that I love.
A woman that I love.
No doubt you're the only man.
Whoa.
Who can love you like I can.
Yeah, man.
Just let
yeah,
me man. Be with the woman that I love.
I mean, it's more like Anton Deaf.
Wow.
Now, I think they should... Is it Seb?
Yeah, man.
Is Seb the one who doesn't sing?
Yes.
They should take him on as a solo artist.
Woman that I love.
Whoa.
They're from Wales.
But they, brilliant.
They should
have... White pasty dude from Wales with a wobbly lip.
Said that his brother was holding him back. You know, the one that can sing and then just take the other guy.
They're not brothers, are they?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they?
That was the point of it, wasn't it? Didn't it not say there was two brothers?
I don't know.
I didn't realise they were brothers.
And who have we got here?
Anton and Seb.
And what makes you different from everyone else in the charts today?
Well, maybe they were. I just made it up.
You just want them to be brothers.
That would be great, though.
I don't want to ruin it in case anyone taped it, but they didn't get through?
They didn't get through, and they weren't suitable for this role.
Mysterious girl, move your body close to mine.
Come on, move your body. Come on, move your body.
All right, mate. Stop it now.
Yo, man.
It's the Curzon. Have you seen the Curzon Massive on YouTube?
No.
Go and have a look at it. You'll love it. Don't play it on the...
Oh, okay.
I think you're gonna, you need to. But that's exactly what it's like. Kick it, Ginger Kev.
I stop and stare at you, walking on the shore.
Sure.
I try to concentrate.
Trade.
My mind wants to explore.
To explore.
The tropical scene of you takes me up above. And girl, when I look at you, oh, I fall in love. No doubt you look so fine.
Whoa.
Girl, I wanna make you mine.
Yeah, come on.
Just let me be with a woman that I love.
A woman that I love.
No doubt you're the only man.
Whoa.
Who can love you like I can.
Yeah, man.
Just let
yeah,
me
man.
Be with a woman that I love.
Apparently they are brothers.
Already, yeah. I think we should put in an early bid for to have them at Radio 1's Big Weekend next year,
yeah,
whatever
definitely.
That may be.
Let's give them 20 minutes.
We should own them and we should stick them on the main stage.
Main stage.
Yeah, man. Lots of Welsh people are disowning them on the
One
text.
Big Weekend.
Woman that I love.
Just employ him to just repeat the last few words of every sentence said on the show.
This show. That Tash is good as well, isn't it?
The thing is, though, if people can't sing, then they shouldn't attempt it. Which leads us seamlessly into Dominic Byrne, our very own Dominic Byrne, and his brilliant song.
Brilliant song.
It's quite a past 8. Enjoy.
My name's Dom and I...